show that gives you a reason to live. Did everybody hear that? Have you started the show yet when I said that? Retarded rapper, 6ix9ine, injured in a kidnapping, and a bunch of people killed in a duck boat accident, which I didn't know anything about duck boats, and I wouldn't get on one. We used to play that when we were kids, duck, duck, boat. Maybe you remember that? Remember that? That game, maybe that was just in America. I don't want to bring it up to Ryan Cansu Rivera, sensitive about his being an immigrant. They would this whole family died, three generations of them. And meanwhile, earlier in the week, right here in my neighborhood, three blocks from where I live, a poison plume, yes, a real one, went off, and it's poison because there's asbestos in it. And so now everybody in the neighborhood, I guess, has cancer. It's supposedly the air is fine. It's just clothes and shit like that if you walk through it. So, look, New York City, that's how good the infrastructure is here. It just sometimes the shit just blows up. The city blows up. Hey, how you doing, Drew?
Well.
Hey, he's like... Yeah. Man, thanks for sneaking that up to the desk. Much appreciated. I think Drew looks a little like Vincent van Gogh. I was just did you Google that yet?
No, I didn't.
Famous painter, liberal arts major he is, and I think he was a liberal. Yeah, look at that. Oh my goodness. Okay, that's enough of that. Okay. Yeah. Well, what a tragedy.
Oh wait, you know what I saw in there? A drone.
Look at that thing.
Oh, how about that? Yeah, how about that? That's amazing. There was a drone in there in that one shot. There's no one. Now it's just duck boats.
It's just duck boats, yeah.
You wouldn't think a duck boat would be so dangerous, you know? Would you?
I wouldn't, especially
a strong wind comes up and blows it over. I mean, it's a duck boat.
Yeah. It's in Branson, Missouri, where Yakov Smirnov has his dinner adventure.
Yeah, that's right. You know, in Russia... duck boats die on you.
Yes.
On a U trip.
That's true. Yeah. It's a U boat.
Well, we try here in New York City Crime Report. That story has been so widely covered, but what no one's talking about is this junkie. Jail saved her life. So we got to lock these people up. You know, they keep trying to do these legalized stations where you can, like, shoot up, like in Vancouver. Those lawless motherfuckers. I met the mayor from Vancouver when I went up there to do a show a couple years ago, and that guy is a bicycle-riding fruit who has no business running anything, let alone a city. And so they go, hey, here's what we'll do. We will give them these legalized shoot-up stations. They want to do that here in New York City. Well, that's not a good idea because look at how healthy she looks. I mean, she looks so good compared to her before picture. She's back when she was fuckable. And now this. See, I mean, she's put on a lot of weight. I don't think that she looks any better at all. I mean, she's like, ugh. That's a big smile, I guess, but who cares? You know what I mean? I don't need a woman smiling all the time. I'm not one of these guys who sees women in the street and goes, smile! I don't want them to smile. I don't want them to be happy. Women are the devil, and 6ix9ine was robbed. Now, we have a photo of 6ix9ine, I believe, retarded rapper 6ix9ine. It's so sad when a mentally challenged hip-hop artist has to endure so much punishment. He was at the strip club where Cleanthony, who played for the Knicks, was shot. He was robbed and shot. Well, they robbed this guy after he left his name is Nintendo 69, and he was robbed of a $750,000 necklace. Anybody wearing a $750,000 necklace should get robbed of their $750,000 necklace. There he is right there. He said, I was at a strip club. I mean, I don't mean to make fun of him, but that's, I'm sure, how he talks. Just realistically, can we hear any audio here from his, is he bitching about being robbed?
Our vehicle got hit from behind. As the driver got out.
He is retarded.
The gunman came out, you know what I'm saying? So.
So the gunman comes out, points a gun at you. What does he do next? Are you taken into the car and kidnapped? What happens then?
I black out right there. Like, all I saw was a flash. You know what I'm saying? It was just like a... It just happened so quick.
That's what getting punched in the eye feels like.
All I saw was the gun in my face, and that's...
And like, then they, when he was unconscious,
I was in the backseat of a car.
They drew all over his face.
Left my house with,
dude,
like,
a retarded boy.
Nothing. Like,
look at his hair.
Nothing.
They dyed his hair. Oh my God.
And my debit card.
They made him look silly. Listen. They made him look silly. You know, that's a shame. How does a retard get so much money? Do you have any idea?
I have no idea.
Is it just like a social services thing? He just is good at saving. I mean, I know his rap is very popular. He had a song called Gummo.
I know he used to be very poor. His mom, like, he would go to bed hungry and his stomach rumble and his mom would hear it. It was so loud, his mom would hear it and she would cry. And then she found shoes in the dumpster and he wears them to school. And his friend was like, yo, them the shoes I threw in the dumpster. And they all made fun of him and shit.
Oh, no. So, oh, poor guy.
He was very, literally poor guy for a while.
Very impoverished young man. And he sold drugs for a while, I believe, in order to help his mom's.
Yep. And then his dad was murdered.
His dad's, I believe.
His pops's.
Yes. Yeah. He was murdered when he was 9.
Mited.
Or something like that.
He was murdered.
Mited. It's even worse. Yeah, it's just a goddamn treat to see these kids overcoming difficulties, wearing dumpster shoes, and not making a big deal out of it, like this Ocasio-Perez Fernando woman, you know, who is a socialist over there in Queens, and she's like, look at my shoes, I walked all these, and she holds up her shoes with the holes in it, and it's like, oh my goodness, how about that? She really did use a lot of shoe rubber there, and oh, she went door to door, because she cares so much. I mean, fucking shoes wear out every day, okay? So you just buy a new pair of shoes.
Can I show you this, Tekashi? This is the worst video I've ever seen.
Oh, this is Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yes, it is.
Oh, God, he was
kidnapped. So I haven't done this in a while. It's been a long tour. I'm back in America despite all the jail stuff going on.
This is a parody, dude. That's not actually him. That's a parody. That's somebody making fun of a retarded person. I don't know. I don't want to have that on the show.
Dude, I thought that at first, the first time I saw it.
Yeah.
Because somebody had voiced over and they were like just making sounds.
Uh huh.
And then this is the actual video. And it's actually worse.
Okay, I'd like to actually kind of see the sounds one.
Show you the sounds one.
Okay,
here's the original.
Look at they froze it right there. And it's like Cousin Katsu Rivera, you know?
No.
How come you're not doing this as a character yet on the show?
I don't know.
I'd like to know. Look at this.
A bulbous Pennywise head. And teeth to match.
No. I guess you do wear a shirt very similar to that, though, sometimes.
Yeah.
Wait, that's your jammies, though. Why can't you do this as a character? I don't understand why you're not doing this yet.
You know what? I could do that.
Okay.
Do that.
I mean, the voice you could do right now.
You know what's funny is, I actually came up with invention. Check this out. It's like famous people's tattoos, and you make temporary tattoos out of them. You know, because otherwise you got to put marker on your face.
Easy.
I know.
Now you've told the world. That is a brilliant idea. That's brilliant.
I have another one that's really good, but should I say it?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. It's called Carmunication. I told Gavin about this earlier, and he told me, he's like, yeah, that's really dumb, dude. That's pretty much CB radios. But
am I going to be hearing all these Gavin stories now?
No,
that you're
literally
working with Gavin
McInnes.
Is...
That one frames him as a bad guy who crushes people like me's dreams.
He just is telling you the truth. CBs, dude.
No, it's a good idea. So it's like when you're in...
Carmunication.
It's when you're driving down the highway and you see, like, for instance, a pretty girl drives by and she waves at you, but she takes the exit.
You go, hey, good looking, be back to pick you up later.
Well, you can, if you have like your, it's almost like AirDrop. If you have it open, you could be communicated by other cars like, hey, there's deer up ahead or whatever. You can communicate with cars.
Okay. And what, but it's, how does it work?
Well, that's the thing is like how to select which cars, but I think it would show you a model of the car. So that way, you know, who's trying to communicate with you and then you could accept or decline.
Can you
put
the camera on yourself?
I could.
Did you do it today sometime?
My hair looks like shit.
Oh, is that the camera? No, this one here. The one that shoots down into the hole. I just want to watch Drew eating that bag of something.
He just said that. He was like, you want to see me eating, I'm guessing?
Yeah. It's like, this is the work that Drew's doing. He's busily emptying Michael Malice's protein chips into his mouth.
Big A is not going to like that.
Hey, who took my protein chips? Did you remember when he did that? He came out, who took my... And he flexed, like... Yeah. And he banged the table, and he goes, Malice! It's weird. And Big A is like, hey, I just want Big A, no stutter at all. It's just like, I'll get you some more.
Yeah, yeah. And then he's like, but if he mentions that shit, I'm not getting him shit.
Yeah.
He's going to be mad that I said that. He really gets touchy on that. He's like,
how do we know those weren't Big A's protein chips?
He didn't know. Yeah, Big A doesn't know.
No, I'm saying maybe they were Big A's.
Oh,
maybe
and Malice was like, I was going to eat those, whoever they were.
They might have, yeah. Malice is like, hey, look, I'm a protein chip guy.
Yeah.
You can so only they get have those, to be mine.
You could only get those at GNC. They're like a special chip.
A anyway. Special fucking chip.
Yes.
I like my special protein chips.
Shots fired?
Not at all. Okay. And don't ever say that, by the way. And don't ever say Team Dixon.
All right, all right.
You can now you can say Team McInnes.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not going to do that.
I love Gavin McInnes, but I love the way he shoots down your idea even more. Can we watch the video with the 6ix9ine? I feel like we got behind on that story.
I lost 30 pounds. I feel good. I just got my hair done. Still the fastest kid in the world. We got a new piece. Never been done before. My Little Pony with actual fucking hair. Human hair.
Not gay. Not a gay retard.
Why would you even have to say that?
Well, because that's people like... might jump to the conclusion, and, yeah. And in the rap community, that's not going to help. They still don't really support their gay rappers the way they...
Well, he's been known to wear items on his clothing that say, or items of clothing that say HIV, since he has a friend that has HIV. And he's a proponent of that. And safe sex also, he's an advocate for. Even thought about coming up with his own line of condoms. Rainbow-colored condoms, of course.
For butt-fucking.
We fucking did it again.
God damn it. He trailed the D. I didn't know you could do that.
We did it again? Can we hear that again?
I don't know how you guys do that.
Actual fucking hair. Human hair.
Human hair.
We fucking did it again.
Again.
Treyway.
Did what again? Oh, we made another fucking shitty necklace?
That's the thing. Treyway. He'll say that. An uncomfortable amount of times within this video.
What I don't understand is that this necklace cost how much money? $750,000. $750,000. Because it's got human hair.
We fucking did it again. Treyway.
Treyway.
Shout out my man Dan.
Yeah.
Shout out my man Christian.
I gotta watch.
That's Christian.
Go. We did it.
Yo. They're like, yeah, we gotta hang out with this fruit. You got money.
Treyway shit.
Look at this. Ew, dude.
That is gay.
Treyway.
Treyway.
Never been done before, man. Y'all know what I'm saying? Hottest jewelry in the fucking game, man.
All right.
Treyway.
It ain't yours now, though. It belongs to some kidnapper. They were trying to get a ransom, some unspecified amount of money. His picture, his image was in the newspaper just today. Oh, my goodness. He is a fruit. You don't even need me to say that. I don't even know why I fucking bother, because you can observe him and say, wow, that's a young homosexual guy who, hey, look at Drew washing the windows. Wow. He's really hard at work. Can you move the shot so we can see that sideways shot? Look at him go. He's washing the windows. That is such a big help, here at Compound Media, because, you know, it's hard to find. Okay, I've said enough, I think. It's can you believe
he
it?
He fucking did it again, bro.
He did it again. Only $750,000. So, I guess it's buried here, man. It should be front page news, shouldn't it? My goodness. Oh, there's so many shootings, so many robberies. You know, we have another dead nurse here in New York City. We have it's two dead nurses, and my goodness, what could that mean? Except that there is a nurse killer on the motherfucking loose. The second one was younger. Now, the first one was, frankly, in that kind of like who cares range of age, 50 something. But this one is in her 20s, and I saw this story. It's in the New York Post. And you know, nurses are just not as sexy as they once were. Do you have those examples of nurses there that we can look at? Yes, here it is right here. In yesterday's New York Post, another slain nurse. They think she might have been slain. She was wrapped in a sheet. Bound and wrapped in a sheet. Not a common way to kill yourself, but they put slain in quotes. We don't know if she was slain. The first one was Kianar Thien, 58 years old. She was discovered at 6:45 a.m. after concerned relatives hadn't heard from her recently. That's always the way it is, right? You don't hear from somebody for a while. They're like, you know, better do a check. Well, they discovered her at home wrapped in a bed sheet. Second nurse in less than a week. So someone's killing nurses. Someone should tell Mrs. Bobo. Bobo's mom.
Yeah, one of those was in Masbeth where the Bobo family lives.
Yes. So much of the Bobo family concentrated in Masbeth. The second one was in Jamaica.
Yo.
Oh, wait. Stuart worked at North Shore University Hospital in Manhasset, which I believe is maybe that's what I was thinking. Oh, the first one was in Brooklyn. We don't want to give out wrong information. Brooklyn and Jamaica.
Oh.
No Masbeth.
Oh.
I know. Yeah. But it's still out there.
I got upset.
This is what nurses look like now. You know, the scrubs. It's like, that's a nurse. That's a hardworking woman.
Yeah.
They didn't always look like that. They used to look like sexy, sort of, like this.
Yeah.
Like the next slot. You see, remember when nurses used to look like that? It was so, which was so much better, I think. You know, I mean, that makes you want to get sick. Yeah. I want to go to the hospital. Give me the full treatment. And, maybe they could sexy her up with a little. That's what a nurse looks like now, your standard nurse. She has an anus on her forehead. If she would just comb her hair. I like the in the hand. Like, why? I should have put something in her hand, like a dong. We are in commercial right now. It's just the head. You know, if you go through those slides, really, it's just a series of loose vaginas that have yet to find a home. So maybe we could do that. Maybe we could figure out a way that I could do a vagina mouth right here on the air, show you guys how it's done.
We have the technology.
It's a pretty amazing thing. Not everybody can do this. So we will be making live in studio. That's a mock-up of the new Hillary campaign. Yeah, I'm with me. That's when she runs in 2020, it'll be I'm with me. Are there more that look like that? Look at that. This is what I spend my time doing. Ooh, boy, look at her. Why would you not want to vote for her? There's a nice face. That's a Donald thinks. Ooh, boy. Hillary is a frightening woman, you know. She could run in 2020. Look at her mouth move. Like that's the old clutch cargo mouth. Are you familiar with
I don't get the reference.
Clutch
no.
Cargo? That's a vagina mouth, clearly.
It's like a Donkey Kong
and
type.
Eyes. Oh my god. See, like every little adjustment it's moving. Oh dear. How could this possibly get any uglier? It's crumbling and the vagina mouth crumbles away. If you're just listening, you're missing a true visual treat.
Yeah, guys, come on.
A vagina mouth on hill. Her whole head catches on fire, and there we go. What's underneath it all? It's a Rolling Stones cover. And she should be speaking. Hillary Clinton, 2020. She needs your vote, but she's not going to get it. Let's go to the short film by the little video by K.P. Burke. This is a little commercial sent by a viewer, sent by a friend, sent by comedian par excellence, who he threatened to take this to In Hot Water. He goes, if you don't want it, In Hot Water does. And I was like, well, we better show it then. He threatened me.
That's not nice.
It's not nice. He's like, hey, this has got 5,000 views. So the choice is yours.
That's a hell of a bargaining chip.
I said, well, okay, 5,000, eh? That's more than we've had collectively since we've been here. Let's watch.
So Mom and I decided last night it's time that you and I had that talk.
About what?
9/11.
As a parent, finding the right location for those difficult conversations has never been easy. That's why we're proud to provide Conspiracy Farms, the ice cream your dad buys you to talk about the New World Order.
I remember the first time I went to Conspiracy Farms, my dad bought me a waffle cone, and that's when I found out about the Illuminati. I miss my dad.
All of our ice cream is served in a tinfoil cone that can later be used to make a helmet so that Steve Jobs can't read your thoughts.
You know, with their family-friendly approach and affordable pricing, I couldn't wait to tell him how the government uses AIDS to kill black communities.
I thought you said that was crap.
I thought I told you you're the reason Mom left.
I just wanted ice cream.
So come on down to Conspiracy Farms. We've got a flavor for every conspiracy. Inside Job Jell-O, Second Gunman Cinnamon Swirl, Secret Muslim Mocha, Illuminati Italian Ice, Rocky Ruby Ridge Road, Jews Control the Media and Pralines, Anti-Vaccine Vanilla, Gluten-Free, Building 7 Melon, 2D Gulf of Tonkin Fruity, Selective Serotonin Reuptake Inhibitors and Raisins, George Soros Strawberry, Bohemian Grove Butterscotch, Mint Chocolate Child Traffic Ring, and Toffee.
My mom took us to Conspiracy Farms back in 1993. I was halfway through my milkshake when she told my sister and me that she found Jesus and was moving to one of his compounds in Waco, Texas. I never did see her again. Dad said something about the Branch Davidians. Anyway, it was a damn good milkshake.
I mean, when I had to find out that Princess Diana was murdered by the royal family, I was like, can I at least get my fucking ice cream?
At these prices, our ice cream is disappearing faster than a Malaysian airline over North Korea. But don't take our word for it.
I actually don't believe in any of this shit. But I do know this place has the best ice cream. Or do they?
Based off the continued success of Conspiracy Farms, we're proud to announce coming soon, Your Mother and I Are Separating, The Water Park, and Daddy's New Roommate Steve, The Arcade.
Yeah. He freaked out when he found out about 9/11 and the New World Order. Can't wait to see how bad he spazzes when I tell him about Santa Claus.
Hey, Dad, look at that cloud. Is it a snakey?
No, those are chemtrails.
Conspiracy Farms.
Conspiracy Farms.
Conspiracy Farms.
So come on down to Conspiracy Farms, where the only chips we want to put in you are chocolate.
What about Building 7?
Very good point. You know, I wonder how Mike Gaffney feels about playing K.P. Burke's dad. I got a gift from Australia. Believe this? Wonder what this could be. It's from Brayside, Victoria, and it appears to be a book. Oh, it's called Depends What You Mean by Extremists. Oh, yes, of course. My good buddy John Safran, who was a guest on New York City Crime Report, the first guest when we returned. Oh, I'm so happy to see this. Now, I think that this is similar to the book that Michael Malice has planned about the alt-right or something. Except, you know, this is obviously it's before that book comes out, but it's very interesting looking here. John Safran. I believe that comes from Zach Wynn. Thank you, Zach, for ordering that. Yeah, John Safran. He gave me a big break. Put me on Sunday Night Safran in Australia. We got a lot of Australian fans out of that. Thank you. I look like I'm not pleased, but I'm very happy about this. Not the only gift I got this week. Let me tell you something. Did I ever get something? Don't go anywhere. I'll be here. Where did it go? Check it out. That's right. That's a new hat. That's a hat. I had a hat, but this is a hat.
That really is legit. That's kind of
yeah.
You want to Google and see if like care and specs.
Yeah.
And just kind of say yeah in it a few times.
Makes me want to talk about Rocket Mortgage.
That's right.
I want to take a moment to thank our sponsors at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Buying a home, it can be one of the most important purchases you'll ever make. But today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with some unexpected higher payments. It could turn into a great experience. It can turn a great experience into an anxious one, one that makes you anxious. That's why Quicken Loans created their exclusive power buying process, and here's how it works. They check your income, assets, and credit to give you verified approval, and that gives you the strength of a cash buyer. The strength of a cash buyer. Think about that. You could be like that retarded boy, 6'9", with all that cash. You say, I did it again. Making your offer much more attractive to sellers because you don't got writing on your face. Once verified, you qualify for their exclusive rate shield approval, and they'll lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. And once you found out the one, the house you want, if rates have gone up, your rate stays the same. I hope you're getting this. If rates have gone down, you get to keep that lower rate. It works for you. Either way, you win. It's the kind of thinking you'd expect from America's largest mortgage lender, and you know who that is. To get started, go to rocketmortgage.com/compound. That's rocketmortgage.com/compound. If you don't go there, I don't get paid. And I need to get paid. So go there. rocketmortgage.com/compound. Do it. Rate shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchases, transactions. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply based on Quicken Loans data in comparison to public data records. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030. We don't ask much of you here. This week, we need you to buy a home. All right. Also brought to you by cigarettes. We like cigarettes because, hell, you know, it's a long life. A lot of shit happens. A little bit less shit can happen if you check out just a little bit sooner than you was planning to. And that's what these things are good for. And they make your life. They don't just improve the length of your life in terms of not getting boring and shit, but it just it improves the quality of your life by giving you that rich tobacco flavor. Cigarettes. And we normally have a graphic that comes up for this, but I think Ryan Katsu Rivera's off eating some rice. Is he having it with beans or is he having it with fish heads? That's he alternates because he's a little bit Puerto Rican. Well, John Safran, I think he's not a fan anymore because he, you know, you support certain people in politics people don't like you no more. I'm going to show you who got me this hat right here. Introduce her. Andrea from Utah. Now Andrea from New York City. Hey, Andrea.
How's it going?
How you doing?
I'm doing awesome.
Why, this hat right here is changing my life.
Really?
It's giving me new confidence. It makes me feel like I got the kind of mortgage to where I don't have to pay more interest if it goes up. I can pay less if that happens, too. So you live over in Cypress Hills now.
That's correct.
Why would you live in Cypress Hills?
They have great cigarette prices.
Oh, cigarettes.
They do.
That's what brings you the show, Crime Report.
Yeah.
It's one Class A program, yep.
I'm the tip of the gentrification spear, so...
Well, that means you're the only white chick in town.
Absolutely.
The tip of the gentrification spear. Boy, that some landlord saw you coming up the street, you know, goes, hey, you want to be the tip of the gentrification spear? What do you have in front of you here?
These are a couple of my challenge coins
that
I earned when I was overseas.
And this right here, another gift from you, actually. So you get to use it tonight when we were doing Trump here. Back when we were doing Trump here.
Bring back Trump.
Well, doesn't look like it's happening.
Well, my mother
looks, looks like it is not going to be on Compound Media. There's no offer and no word on when there will be one. So, anybody got a network that needs a show? Seriously. So, yeah, these coins here are probably from the military, right? You were in the military for years.
Yes, when I was stationed.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
And Ozzy thanks you for your service.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Ozzy. Appreciate it. Yeah, so these are challenge coins that I got while I was over in Bahrain. This one was presented to me by my commanding officer, my CEO.
You were fucking.
Not him.
Okay.
No.
Different one?
Okay,
that's fine. Move on. So Bahrain. Where is Bahrain?
It's a small island off the east coast of Saudi Arabia.
Mm.
And it's basically like living in
My
Reno.
My goodness, that's far.
Yeah.
That's far away.
It's basically like living in Reno, Nevada. It's not
Oh, I see.
Different.
Yeah. But different in many ways, right? Because you had to, did you have to have your clit removed in order to serve there? Or still have the clit?
No, I still
you don't have
it.
The clit. Oh, you do.
I still
oh,
have it. Yeah,
God.
I just don't use it that much. So
don't use it that much. Oh, yeah. Who's the who can we blame for that? Certainly not
that's
me.
That's
certainly not John Safran on his new book. We can't. I'd love to have John Safran as a guest. You think we can do that?
Is
Zach, do you think you can make that happen? Zach is the best at booking guests. He knows everything, apparently. And this guy, Zach, he's a real godsend, you know? Who did he introduce us to already? We got the guy that we had on Trump.
Yeah, we could
Joel
have
Gilbert.
Shiva Dushkaneva or whatever, the Indian guy who invented email.
Oh, yeah, he came and offered that guy,
yeah.
And then we tried to set it up, and then, like, the guy was like, no, that wasn't him.
No?
No, that was just some, that was the guy, I don't know what that guy was about.
Huh.
He's got a show, I don't remember the guy's name, but that was a different guy,
okay.
Shiva Veshkaneva,
but
Evil Knievel.
Other good ones, too.
Well, Joel Gilbert, and also
yes.
Dan Jenis, who was a great guest
yep.
on New York City Crime Report, a con, who's, he's an ex-con, he went to jail for 10 years. Full 10 years, he and it was from robbing people because he needed heroin money. He was known as the Apologetic Bandit. So you can find that episode at crimereport.nyc. Now, Bahrain is, as you said, it's a Reno-like place off the coast of Saudi Arabia, which that's quite a description because it's a desert place.
Yeah, it's a desert. It's humid, but there's still, like, I would say equal amounts of alcohol and prostitution as you would find in Reno.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, it was a fun place.
What's the quality of prostitutes there, you think?
It depends on the flow of human trafficking. Just, you know, it's kind of like picking fruit.
Doesn't
like,
it clits?
Doesn't everything, yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't.
What would you do with a clitless whore? You know what I mean? It's like, oh, well.
Same shit.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, probably.
Just, like, it's never about them.
For her.
I don't want to really make her come.
Yeah, she'll probably still fake it.
Ooh, yeah. I've never had a girl who comes. It's the weirdest thing. You know, Mandy doesn't come, and I was hoping, because she just doesn't, you know, and I've never been with a woman. Yeah, let's have that going. can you turn that on at will?
That will never happen again.
Can you turn that, can you do it at will?
I could.
Switch it back on.
Did it.
I've never known a woman who comes. Now that's what
now
I,
that's
call,
what I
rape.
Call rape.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay, that's enough.
Thank you.
Now that's what I call rape.
Yes, that's right. A longtime California teacher arrested police on administrative leave for having a violationship with a high school student lasted more than 3 years. My goodness. 50-year-old Angela Webb. Now we have one that I don't know if that's rape or not. I don't know if that's what I call rape or not. I hear what I do think, though, is that this case in India is what the fuck I call rape. This was in the newspaper. Can you find that? Teacher? Oh, you need your computer back? Oh, boy. They say you have the staff you deserve, right? And I think that I do. Jay, you have a show called Pod Awful.
Yeah.
And that's on.
I have a name called Jesse, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesse?
Yeah.
I'm calling you Jay.
It's all right.
Jay, and your last name is S something?
P.S.
Yes, yes.
I'm Jesse P.S.
That's Jesse P.S.
The letter
Jesse P.S.
Yeah.
Jay P.S.
My mom is Rosa
Julio P.S.
Rosa P.S.
What do you? What was the hyphenated? What's the hyphenated name?
So my name is Jesse Powell Stroud, but who wants to fucking say that?
I do. That's a great name, Jesse Powell Stroud.
It's a shitty name. It's a really terrible name.
Oh, we're talking to Jesse Powell Stroud.
It's like a serial killer name. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, Stroud of your boy.
If you had, if you had Ray in there, it's Jesse great. Ray Powell Stroud. Look at this. They caught a catch of the day there, Fire Island. They, you know, usually all you do is get a little sunburn on your cock, but this right here, they caught themselves a large. Now they need to cut that open and see if that Kittner boy comes out. Anglers hauled in two sharks. I understand they've caught a large predator that injured some bathers, supposedly injured some bathers. As you can see, it's a beautiful day in Amity. I guess I could not quote that movie so much. Now, hold on one second. We were talking about India, and this is now when I talk about gruesome rapes, I think about the kind of rape that you don't even think exists because we don't live in India, right? None of us do. Do you? I don't.
Never have.
Never been there, even. Never been to Mumbai. You know, closest I've been to India is watching Dinesh D'Souza on YouTube copiously.
That's as close as you need to get.
That's as close as I want to get.
I got a call today from my credit card company, and that was from India.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Credit card company.
I put his the hardest air quotes on that humanly possible.
Oh, right, because he's just some dude saying his name's Richard.
Yeah. This is your friend Richard.
Sounds like, from your credit card company. Who is it?
I asked him which credit card. I don't actually have a credit card.
Oh.
So I said, which credit card? And he said, the Visa MasterCard. Said, those are two
Visa
different.
Visa MasterCard.
Those are two different cards.
Combined credit card.
Oh, right. The Visa MasterCard. But that's the way to. It's the American Visa MasterCard Express.
Yeah, I said, where are you guys located? He said, we are all over the U.S. I said, you are? He said, yes, we are. I said, no, you. Apparently he was in Noida. That's where all the...
Noida?
Noida. That's where all the people that call you are from in India.
I hope they all have leprosy instead of just half of them.
Maybe he just can't pronounce no idea. They have him somewhere he has no clue of.
Noida!
You tell them they have no... You have no idea where you are from. Scorching Tuesday night in Gowanus, Fred Firestone has his noise-canceling headphones on standby. Boy, they're really writing this out like it's the New York Times, but apparently there's a pun thing that we need to know. He'll tell them. Raucous Millennials pouring a Littlefield venue. Okay, they come for puns here. I'm reading this for you, Ryan Katz-Rivera. You're the biggest lover of puns that I know.
I do love puns.
I am certain my hearing is not what it was when we first started in 2011. See, this guy, he's got to keep the cheering down because that's how loud the cheering is. He uses these. Fred's the host of the long-running Punderdome event, which he co-founded with his comedian daughter, Jo. That's what should be in quotes, comedian daughter.
Comedian.
It's not that women aren't funny. It's that they don't have any sense of humor, mostly. You know what I mean? Andrea, the notable exception. She's a big fan of Compound Media. If you're a woman who likes Compound, you have a sense of humor, right?
Sure.
But you think they're also not funny.
Of course. Well, you've seen them.
I have seen many of them for about the I've seen the first 30 seconds of many women's acts, including Hannah, what's her name, from Nanette, of Nanette fame.
Yeah.
Who is boy? Oh boy!
I actually have a
new face in comedy
out on Netflix.
Oh really?
Just rape jokes.
All right. How'd you get that one through?
The only difference is that it has jokes in it. You know what I mean? Like she had no jokes. But I'm angry about being raped. Why is it okay? That would be a great special for a man to do a transcript of the
just
net as a
jokes.
One-man show. Just a transcript. Just read read it word for word, you know. And then occasionally
interpretation.
Say. Interpretation. Yes, exactly. Interpretation.
Interpretation.
I am a fat lesbian. This is what I would be saying if I was that. Let's see here. Yeah, so apparently you can go to this Punderdome event, see what you can do. So, yeah. Excited?
Yes.
Yeah, can you Google India... I know I sent you this article, Indian girl, and well, I mean, if you Google Indian girl rape, you know, it's going to have quite a few results, I'm sure, but raped by her teachers.
Did you mean Tuesday?
Yeah. Where did she? It's something else. Why do you think there's so much rape in India? You're a world traveler. No, her.
I have no idea. I'm beginning to realize I have a theory that maybe not all cultures are equal. I know that's a controversial statement.
Not equal. Well, I mean, what do you mean? Not equal.
Well, when I lived in Bahrain, they had a motto to live by. It was women are for children, boys are for fun. And I think it was something, an analogy that involved sex.
Boys are for fun. Oh, yeah, you guys go out and throw the football with them and stuff like that.
Yeah, maybe that's what they meant.
Yeah, I'm sure it couldn't have been.
Fishing.
Yeah, exactly.
Teach them how to smoke.
Ass fucking the young man. Excuse me. That's what I said.
It's, is it this one? Indian girl 13 raped by school principal and 13 pupils and blackmailed by teachers.
Absolutely. Let's look. Okay, would you read some of the text of that story? Because, my God. Yeah, no, the other one.
There was more.
I want to go through 50 of them.
Can you read the text quickly?
Police arrested the six after the girl named the 19 accused in a written complaint on Friday, said police after Har Kishore Rai. All right. The complaint points out that the accused blackmailed and repeatedly raped the girl, Rai said. We've formed a special team and an investigation has started on priority basis, the girl
started
said.
Started a special investigation?
The girl said she did not report the abuse immediately, fearing society would ostracize her.
You know what? They did the whole you wanted it thing, you know what? Because some shit that she said right after they were done raping her.
Really?
She said, thank you, come again.
Did you know that every Law and Order show in India is SVU.
it's something else, isn't it? She was filmed. She was gang raped and filmed.
Oof.
And then after they videoed, they're like, we will show people this if you don't let the rest of us rape you. And it got around. And then other people saw the video after it was posted, and then they used it to blackmail her to rape her. Girl's 13. I guess they're blackmailing her for sex, so that's where the rape comes in. And and then she also took it to a teacher. The teacher did, a few teachers did the same thing. They got wind of it and they saw the video and they're like, "Be a shame if this got out." What worse could happen than somebody's going to use it to blackmail you for rape? You know, I mean, like what?
Now that's what I call rape.
You know, usually when blackmail is involved in rape, it means something else.
You know, when they ask, what was she wearing? And they said, the same thing they all wear, just a different crazy color. Colors like these. Oh, no, that's not the right. Colors like these.
Blackmail is involved.
Yeah.
And then she finally took it to the principal, and the principal was like, well, you know what this means. You have just landed right in my lap, said the spider to the fly, who was a 13-year-old girl. And my goodness, it's, you know what? Look, I'm not laughing at the rape of a 13-year-old girl. It's just, but you have to admit, it is a comical number of times to be raped and by a comical sort of collection of people, your teachers and principal who you trust. I don't know what teachers make there. But whatever it is, it's not enough. I guess that's the problem. We need to pay teachers more, you know. If only the teachers made more money, they wouldn't rape the kids. You know,
right beforehand, they said, you're going to learn this the hard way.
Welcome to biology class. Take off your panties. Or pay.
There's
or
another
pay.
One.
Oh, teenager raped for months, allegedly teacher students in Indian school. Oh, wait, this is a different story. Okay, please read on. I like the graphics that they use here. It looks like there's a big fire at the time of the rape.
That looks like one of like a promo that you would make.
It does, doesn't it? It looks like my work, but it's not. You know, that's what that should be. Look, whenever we talk about rape, I want that in the background. Like you know how they used to, the old school news, it would say, the economy, and there'd be like a line, you know. And that's my new rape one. Can we do that? Can we do it right now?
Right now?
How long does it take to move that over?
I could do that.
Okay. Meanwhile, read the story, too.
Put a vagina on it.
Yeah, a vagina, mouth with a dick in it.
I can hold on.
You got a lot to do. Catch up.
One thing at a time. Yeah.
In the meantime, let's talk about Pod Awful.
Should I read
what is Pod Awful about?
Oh, what is it about? That's a
it's a podcast, and it's not about anything. It's a comedy podcast.
That's a comedy podcast. I bully the internet. Is what I do. So I take all of the worst, shittiest parts of the internet.
Uh-huh.
I make fun of them until the actual people involved in those things cry and break down.
Oh wow! Yeah. Like videos of 13-year-old girls being raped.
That would be a great one. Like, I would love to find that girl's MySpace or whatever. I assume MySpace. Well,
they're that far behind
in India. They're still
MySpace,
using
still good. Yeah. Well, so they would probably prefer MySpace because of the you know, remember how you could trick out the pages more? Oh, you know, make them more colorful
that was the
and
best
stuff.
Part. Yeah.
Yeah. Facebook is like, we're blue. That's it. You don't like blue? Fuck off, blue. Facebook is blue. Yeah. Here we are on Pot Off. Oh, look at this. It's Ryan Cassi-Rivera,
yeah,
our
Ryan
very
was
own.
On last night.
And so this is, oh, it's a video live streaming type deal. Yeah. Here you are host. This is what it would look like if you were hosting a show.
I pretty much stole my parents' car to drive down to make the shows.
I'm so
I thought
glad
that was
I
you on the video talking.
Huh?
I thought that was you on the video
oh,
saying that.
No.
Can we see a minute of Pot Awful?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan was on last night. We were talking
Perez
about, we're talking about Happas.
That's right. Bad
Hair,
stuff.
Harrington.
What's that?
Perez Harrington.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
So, okay, but you lean more Rican than you do.
Yeah, like, because I did mushrooms one time, and there's a light of, like, self-detachment that goes on with that. And I looked in the mirror, and I forgot I looked the way I do. You know, because there's never really, before phones and selfies and, like, unless you're in a heavy mirrored place.
Right.
Like a fun house.
A fun house.
You're letting him just sit here and say these things.
Like, I don't know.
Ryan, way to pick glutinous. A great part of the clip. Jesus Christ.
I was on mushrooms. I forgot what my face looked like. No, it's very entertaining. I could see where this could be.
All right, let's get to the Chinatown part, though.
Yeah, so...
So Ryan cameos as me in disguise as a Chinese person.
Power!
That whole bit... Was we shot that in a very bizarre way. Should we give a little peek behind the curtain on that?
Ryan,
we actually
like
shot the Ryan
spot.
Part
this makes
first.
No sense. Why would
because
you
I said, well, we
got to
get Ryan.
That people are going to start finding it more entertaining than the actual show. So no more Pot Awful. That's too fun to watch.
Night Ryan was on. We were talking about Happas. You know, Ryan's a Happa.
What's a Happa?
Happa this, Happa that. It's
oh, Happa.
Yeah, it's
with an F, Happa, or a Happa.
No, it's with a P.
Oh, okay,
like a Filipino would pronounce it.
I'm a Happa.
But yeah, it's these Asian guys, you know, who are half Asian, usually half white.
Yeah, why don't Asian people like to fuck each other? You ever wonder about that?
Well, that is their entire obsession. So that's what we were bullying on the show last night. They can't stand the fact that Asian women date white guys, even though that's how all of them exist. Everything they talk about is, they call it WMAF, which is white male, Asian female.
Okay.
It's all about how small their dicks are, that sort of thing. So I'm asking Ryan about his dick, about his dad.
Okay.
You know, the general line of questioning.
Sure, though you would go down in that situation. And did he have to produce his dad? Pull his dad out and show it to you?
It was easier. I've seen his dad before.
It's easier to show my dad than my penis. That's how minuscule and pathetic.
But they both sound the same when they talk. Like, oh. They have the same voice.
Well, Ryan's dad is barely Japanese. He's got the one Asian dad who ran away from the family, so it doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, he was blackmailed.
He surfs and does a whole bunch of American-type stuff, I suppose.
Yeah. Surf, eat a hamburger. Hamburger surf. Beat your boys.
I swim too quick. Stomach hurt.
Ooh. Jan and Dean.
What is that?
Go surfing now. Everybody know how. Everybody learn it. You learn.
We did the Chinatown thing. Yeah, I did pick a bad clip. But yeah, you've got
all right,
a show.
Well, I'm sure it's a
it.
Good show. Where can we find it?
Potawful.com. Live on Sundays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, potawful.tv.
And it comes on live, and then that's it. You get if you don't watch it live, fuck it. You
miss
it.
It's on YouTube.
Oh, and it's on YouTube.
On YouTube,
well.
iTunes, all everything.
Everything. Potawful. If you just like, no more. I told you, it's too entertaining. We cannot tempt people away from
this
show.
Just making the point that there's no way that that's live.
Oh, I see.
So there has to be a way.
Well... Good point. I had forgotten that we looked at that clip proving that, okay, you showed me.
I'm sorry.
Bet you don't do that at the Gavin McInnes show.
I don't do anything yet.
Oh.
I barely started.
He barely started, but yet already so sassy at his old job. Well, take me out of here, Jizzy.
Now that's what I call rape.
End quote. Here we have stories from the news. And now let me tell you something. Cypress Hills, if you want to look up the crime statistics in Cypress Hills, oh, my God, let's do that right now. Do you have time to do that, Ryan? Are you making that rape graphic?
It's all important
work. Sounds like he's making the rape graphic. Okay, so Cypress.
I keep thinking my mic is on. I'm sorry.
Cypress Hills. Now, people will correct me. They'll go, you mean Cypress Hill? I'm like, no, I don't mean fucking I want again. Hi. Talking about Cypress Hills, New York City. Let's see. Crime in Cypress Hills. Oh, let's see. This is the disambiguation page.
Disambiguation.
Neighborhood in the United States, a subsection of East New York, which is already, you're in good company right there with East New York. Yeah. That is a nice area. Bordered on the south by City Line, which I've never heard of. On the north by Cypress Hills Cemetery.
Yep.
Yes, there
that's
we go.
That's a nice part of the hood.
It's a little larger than I had in mind. But looks... Everybody, get ready to take your screen grabs here. Stop rape.
A little larger than you had in mind, and so he blows it up bigger.
So he said, oh, even bigger?
Yeah.
You got it.
Well, to make it fit.
Looking for the over-the-shoulder, you blow it up bigger.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I like my over-the-shoulders to be alarming to people. There's a rape happening right now. Somewhere, somebody's holding the hand of somebody that doesn't want to hold it. You know what I mean? You ever hold hands with a girl? You got to be dating her a long time.
Now that's what I call rape.
You got a girlfriend or anything?
No, I'm Volcel.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's a shame. That's a fucking shame. You see, you could do better, man. You could get laid.
Well,
you could find some poon. You could tap some poon. You could be a poon tapper.
No, you're right. I used to have a girlfriend, but then she left.
Why?
I guess I'm shitty.
Well, I was hoping for a punchline. I got this absolute honesty. He's setting me up for a joke.
No, that's not a joke. I just lead a miserable life.
Since the late 1950s, East New York has had some of the highest crime rates in Brooklyn. It's considered by some to be the borough's murder capital alongside Brownsville. Brownsville, 1718. Yes. Many social problems associated with poverty, from crime to drug addiction. If you're doing all that crime, I guess if you got to spend all the money on drugs. That's why you're always so broke. You'd think that you'd get ahead, because really the overhead for crime as a business is pretty low if you do it right. Business people, they go out of business every day. The decline of crime compared to the peaks in the crack epidemics, et cetera, continues to be widespread. This is the neighborhood that Giuliani missed.
Yes.
This was the one where everybody, they went there and said, oh, this is safe haven for us. We'll be fine here. The cops don't want to come here. 75th Police Precinct, that's the 7-5, by the way, Michael Dowd's old precinct. It's a coke-dealing ex-cop who is rather without remorse.
So even the cops commit crimes over there. That's
even there, yeah. Even the cops are drug dealers. Or can be. Walter Thabit, a city planner for East New York. Now, you must have looked into this before. He chronicled in his 2003 book how East New York became a ghetto. The change in population from mostly working Italians and Jewish residents to residents of Puerto Rican and African-American descent. Now, why would that? This is such a racist book, clearly.
Clearly.
That would cause the crime, right?
Maybe he was blackmailed into writing it.
That's what I call blackmail. Okay, well, it's not giving me any actual numbers here, so I'm going to have to go elsewhere. But let's just suffice to say, based on data from the 2010 census, the population of East New York was 91,958. So you're right around 92,500 now, an increase of 10.4%. So people are still moving in, or they were.
They find dumb white Midwesterners like me to move
Midwestern
in.
Utah? That's west.
I mean, we're in the Pac-12, but that doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't mean shit.
No, we still have two states to the west.
Oh, really? What?
Nevada and California.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
The racial makeup of the neighborhood, 63% African-American, 3% Asian, just like our friend, and 1.3% white.
All right.
1.3. That's huge. You. Basically, you're there.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
My God, 91,000. Okay, what's 1.3% of 91,000? You know, 91?
Yeah, it'd be like
91.
I'm awful.
No, it'd be like 900. You move the decimal point over two.
Are you sure? 900 white people in the whole goddamn community.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet you they're living, you know, and a lot of them are probably hanging out with the others.
So essentially they have 900 oppressors.
Yes.
You know,
run that whole neighborhood.
It's really, they
need more oppressors.
They're the ones bringing everything down over there.
Because let me tell you something. Then you got what happened in Haiti. That's what happens when you don't have enough oppressors.
Right.
Slave revolution. Next thing you know, you're bailing them out because their fucking economy sucks.
Cookies.
And the Clintons are ripping them off. And what's his name is getting all upset about it? Fucking Sean Penn.
I'm in a Facebook group where it's for people looking for rooms and housing in Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
And a girl had moved to East New York in there, and she regretted it. She was from the Midwest, and she regretted it, so she was quickly looking for something new. And every comment on it was a black or Latino person saying, oh, so not good enough for, oh, you didn't look ahead, oh, this is a racist girl. She was like, well, yeah.
I didn't do my research.
Yeah, I didn't do my research. I moved in. I'm the only white person I've seen the entire time, and I nearly got mugged the other night.
Actually, maybe she's saying, you know, like, hey, look, I didn't take the demographics to mean it's not a nice place. You know, I thought, hey, I don't mind living amongst a lot of blacks and Latinos.
She
sounds
tried
wonderful.
It didn't work.
Tried it. It didn't work. What more do you want?
Yeah.
Suck all your dicks. That's probably what you'd like. That you're not racist until you suck every dick in East New York, white, black, or Latino.
Oh,
that's a lot of dicks.
How far along?
That's like 45,000 dicks plus.
Racist. So how's it going so far? Do you feel intimidated over there off the J?
Not particularly. You know, it's a lot like living in Bahrain, so kind of familiar.
You think everything's like Reno?
Yeah. Sure.
So you're saying Cypress Hills like Reno.
Yeah, at least Cypress Hills and in Bahrain are like Reno, but so far so good. Ignorance is perhaps bliss.
Maybe use that clit a little more often.
Hey, you know, we're talking about women in hood. Here's about
speaking of
about
hoods.
A man on hood.
How about a man on a hood? Shocking video. It's a man on a hood.
Oh, I love
with
this.
Sound.
There's no sound.
No, there's no sound.
Well, he's outside the car.
It's because there's banjo music playing. Somebody's trying to get away from somewhere.
Damn,
shit. Eastbound and down. That never happened to the bandit.
There's a part two.
Oh, Drew has headphones on, by the way, so he doesn't have to listen to the show even. He's got one ear open. Okay, yeah, that's nice. It's like a raccoon. Did you know that there is a viral zombie outbreak in New York Central Park among raccoons? I'm breaking this at the exact same time Tucker Carlson is.
All right.
Who do you think's be more watched? It's me.
Of course.
I am number one in the ratings in this time slot. 8 o'clock, by the way, the new time for New York for Crime Report, whatever this show is.
What the actual fuck?
What the actual fuck?
What is that?
I am so fucking confused. Bro, mid-highway. This nigga riding on the hood like it's no big deal. And there's a bitch inside, bro. And I think they're talking to each other.
There's a bitch
inside. She's definitely
inside.
Pissed off at him.
The headline of this article.
This is fucking tilted the tinted windows.
Holy God.
Now this, bro, so the headline of this article was man says the N-word and bitch.
Dangerous high on the fucking planet.
Are you kidding?
And this nigga riding.
Bro.
Someone blackmailed that car.
What the actual fuck?
What I like about part two is that it answers all the questions you had hanging in part one.
Right, like, oh my God, what's up with this African-American gentleman on the hood of this car? I would like to know.
I didn't know it was a bitch in the car before.
I didn't know it's a bitch in there. Damn, that changes everything.
Yeah, how could that person tell through the tinted windows? That's what I don't understand.
Well, because she's driving with the guy on the car.
Oh,
they're right there.
Yeah, it's kind of a giveaway, isn't it?
They're in the wide open, Pat.
Also, out there in the wide open.
Just to be crazy, so.
Bitches be shopping. Bitches be tripping! Hey, so what the fuck was going on there? Do we know?
Just a man on a hood, part one, part two. That's all I got. There might be
there goes the hood.
Yeah, I tell you what, there goes the hood. That guy has ruined that hood.
Yeah,
he's a boy from the hood, maybe.
Yeah, there's no.
And I mean, boy, not in the.
No editorial for that.
Derogatory sense. No.
Usually
there's no writing there?
No. Usually there is.
No accompanying. Okay, let's go on to the next video. That was pretty fun. Guy on a hood.
In the hood.
Do you have any naked guys in a subway?
Probably.
Yes, that's the quality you get here. This is cool. It's almost like watching YouTube. What are we looking at? It looks like a very slow pursuit of a truck by the police.
That's a tractor with a tiller, man.
Tractor with a tiller.
Far away from the farm.
Trying to make a getaway through the urban landscape of a city. Possibly New York City. We don't know where that is. Where is that?
Ironically, urban landscapes never shoot in landscape mode.
Seems like that's the fact, right? It's always like the portrait mode, which isn't good.
That was in Denver.
Denver?
Colorado.
Well, Brady lives out there. He's getting married next month.
Woohoo!
Yeah, I thought he was going to hire me to come perform at his wedding. He did a little comedy cock tease.
Ah.
But I didn't mind. I don't care.
He offered you?
Well, I think that I priced myself out.
Oh, the story's in there. I'm getting from...
About the guy in the hood.
Yeah, about the guy in the hood? Okay. Well, you're incompetent tonight. It's very incompetent.
I'm not doing well.
Yeah, very much so.
Okay.
When's the last girlfriend you had, Jesse?
A year ago.
And you were just shitty.
No, I'm actually great. She was a psycho. I go for the girls that are walking red flags.
Yes.
And what I do is I wear blue glasses. It makes it purple. I can't tell.
Right. You know? You're looking at the world through. Yeah, I never thought about that. It does tint out the red
it
flags.
It changes everything.
Man, it's a goddamn trap you've laid for yourself.
I had a succession of girls I dated named Mary. I learned to stop dating girls named Mary. I went with a Skylar.
You should date some fuck kills instead.
By the way, Skylar has an
I
STD.
Liked it.
Good idea.
Skylar what?
I just want to throw it out there to your audience that Skylar has an STD.
I know who that is.
Oh, I would prefer that you not call people out by name.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
No, it's not alleged. I have proof.
No, it's for sure. I've got the STD, too. Allegedly.
Matching strain.
Which one is it? Is it the STD that's easily cured with a shot of penicillin?
No. This is incurable.
Ooh, it's the one you have to have burned off numerous times by a physician?
Oh, no, not that
one either,
though.
Oh, no. Incurable and not that. Yeah. It's either AIDS and it's not that. Oh, he's got AIDS. That is pod awful. It's probably the, what do you call it, herpes. That's my guess.
No, it's not.
I'm guessing Skylar doesn't have herpes?
No, not at
all. So it's incurable.
So a scorned woman drove over 70 miles an hour down the highway with her herpes, baby, daddy, hanging on the hood, somehow not dying. Her reasoning, Patricia Isidori said it all started when the ex-boyfriend didn't want to leave their Launder Hill home to pick up a daughter on Sunday. I had to go get my child. I wasn't going to deal with any foolishness, she said. If you look closely.
She wasn't deal with any foolishness.
A streetcar named Foolishness.
Yes.
If you look closely, you'll notice that the woman's check engine light is on, perhaps indicating she should check her engine for, say, a man clinging onto dear life on top of it. There are two videos, one
check
from another
engine.
Car and then the other one.
Yeah, that'd be great if she pulled over to, what do you call it, Manny Moe and Jack kind of place, you know, whatever. Hey, there's my check engine's light on. Can you have a look at that? Well, I would, but there's a guy...
On it.
Yeah. See,
when he
here's
gets
your
off.
Problem right here.
When he gets off of the hood, the check oil light comes on.
Well, hey, isn't that something? Where was that?
That was in
California, Florida.
It looks like California.
Yeah, it's got the palm trees there.
Yeah, which I will be going to this Wednesday. More about me later.
Don't care. Here's an interesting story about a construction worker who got all gay. You remember that song they loved to play at the YMCA? Spawned a dance craze. Oh, my goodness. We all remember it fondly. A construction worker accused of videotaping unwitting men in locker rooms at the YMCAs in Connecticut, facing new charges after allegedly capturing a cop in one of the recordings. It takes it up a notch when you get a cop on there. And an Indian. And a construction worker. Leonidas Torres Cabrera, 30, of Naugatuck. He's been charged with voyeurism. I didn't know that voyeurism was a crime. I thought it was just a fucking fetish preference or something.
More you know.
I've been breaking a lot of laws late at night. Oh, boy. With malice. Voyeurism with malice and disorderly conduct, a connection to incidents.
Michael was part of it?
Yeah, if you do voyeurism with malice, you are really, you're fucking up, you know?
I swear, it's not a crime.
Come on, Michael, let's go look at some women through their windows and film some cops at the Y. Why? Because we like you. And he was drying himself off at a YMCA locker room. He spotted him recording videos inside the facility. How about that? Detectives then searched Torres Cabrera's phone, found videos of men nude or partially clothed inside locker rooms. Oh, gosh. Gosh. Peter, you go to the Y, I know, every morning, and you do your workout and stuff. Do you ever worry about this?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I'm always checking for cameras behind, like, mirrors and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, because, I mean, they could be anywhere.
A pinhole.
Yeah, could be in a dick hole.
I don't check those.
No. You don't check them. So that's probably where they're how he's getting you. The dick hole camera. That's very common at the Y. What do you think about that? It's not. It's funny how it didn't become a thing until it was a cop. He was just drying himself off, too. He wasn't even doing anything interesting. Drying off his dick and balls. Who wants to jerk off to some fucking dude at the Y drying off his dick and balls? This guy. Leonidas Torres Cabrera of Naugatuck. Yep. Here's a guy in California, a teen. He faces charges after he allegedly shot and killed his best friend during a fight about getting to sit in the passenger seat of a car. Sergio Orozco from Fontana.
Shotgun literally.
From Fontana, California. Yeah, he took shotgun literally. That's good.
The Fontana Police Department. I mean, we've seen
this. Well, in
Fontana. We've seen this multiple times. I'm actually, I might meet up with a Ryan Katsu Rivero, when he comes out here to California.
Are you going to meet up with Ryan, Ray Schneiders?
I think I might, yeah.
Ray Schneiders retired, as you well know, and you wouldn't know because you've probably never seen the show, but he is legendary out there, and he's retired homicide and burglary. Is it burglary? Is that what you call that? Robbery detective? Ray Schneiders? Yes, look at that. That's the voyeurism graphic. Maybe I should scoot over a little bit.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Look at that. That does not look like a cop drying off his dick and balls. That looks like somebody doing a battery commercial.
It looks like
from the 70s.
Looks like Charles from MDE.
Nice going.
Yeah.
I'm looking the wrong way. I should be looking like this.
That took a while for me to make, so I just I made sure it came up even though we just had finished the story.
Oh, right. Did you make it just like on the spot here?
No. I made that at home.
Indian chief, firefighter, cowboy, and sailor were uninvolved. Very good.
Yeah.
Do you have one for this California teen?
I don't.
From Fontana?
Fontana.
Ray Schneider's country out there. Ray can give us a call anytime if he has. We put the number up.
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. Oh, that's the sound of the number going up. Oh, by the way, your battery is very low. Just wanted to let you know. So, yeah, my goodness. Who the hell cares this much about the front seat? Well, Sergio Orozco does, from Fontana, arrested Monday in the shooting death of 19-year-old friend Jalen Wilson. Pals were leaving a party Sunday night when they reportedly started to fight over who would get to ride shotgun in a car. And the Orozco, also 19, allegedly pulled a gun on Wilson, shot him in the chest. Man, pulled a gun on him and shot him in the... I wonder what kind of gun it was, but he's being held on $1,750,000 bail. He'll promptly make that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's nothing.
Did he think they were still going to go wherever they were headed after that? What did he think the... What was the idea?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, fuck this. We gotta go. Yeah.
Hey, he wasn't going to put up with that foolishness.
The guy just gets up and gets in the back seat, you know.
Foolishness.
Climbs on the hood. Wow. That's something. Man, you know what? What we call that? That seems to me like a murder for very little. Borderline murder for nothing.
I'm looking for it.
It's borderline. It's right on the... And don't jam it too loud. We had some complaints.
Really?
Someone got really upset. Oh, my God, Dire Straits. It's not cute when you play that. Like, look, okay.
Oh, somebody said, Flyover State in the chat says about the guy on the hood, nice car with antique farm equipment on the hood. Little Rishi.
Well, do we get that? I don't know if I get that. You get it? Okay. Yeah. I don't know if slaves. I get that.
I don't get it.
I still don't get it.
Black people.
Oh, I see.
No, I. But what's the connection between the? I don't get it. Who's the call from? Can we take a call from Mike? Comment on pay on guy on the hood. Okay. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
How you doing, Mike? It's Pat Dixon. How are you?
Great. How are you? Long time listener. I love it.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate that.
That dude on the car. There was that statement that said he's going 70 miles per hour. I live in Denver. And people don't go over 45 miles per hour in the left lane, so I don't believe that at all.
I know, man. Same way in Ohio, too, man. They got that same disease. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. And call in anytime. That's a good one. That guy right there just called in, but he busted out a good one, and he got out.
That's a punch in, punch out.
That guy knows what he's... That's a good way to do a call. Have a take. Don't waste my time. No, you know what? Mike, good guy from... You know what? In Ohio... They'll do that. They'll plug up the whole... You ever drive in Ohio? If you drive any...
Last week.
In Ohio. Look, Ohio. What, last week you did?
Yeah, the U-Haul and a trailer.
And so when you went through, did you notice this? That you'll have nobody in the... It's a two-lane highway. Nobody's in the right lane. Nobody.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's in the fast lane, mm-hmm. and they're all going 5 miles less than the speed limit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's
what
not
the
just
fuck
Ohio.
Is it? It's only Ohio, though. It's very, like... It's very prominent in Ohio. I've driven all over this country. I have driven and performed in 46 states in the United States of America. And, well, I did drive in Hawaii, too. I had a Jeep. And, it's Ohio is the number one offender for that shit. You didn't find that to be true? What is it?
Maybe they're all fucking mentally retarded.
That's what I call rape. So it's a murder for nothing, clearly, and we don't have that anymore.
I don't have the graphic.
You are
the complaints.
You tempted me with that little, that little faggot with his earring and his makeup.
That little faggot, he's a millionaire.
You got a $750,000 necklace.
That guy, Mark Knopfler, was at the New York City Crime Report Live at West Side, my home club.
That's right, Jerry. He certainly was. Jerry Seinfeld stepping in momentarily. And Jerry, that was exciting at West Side Comedy Club.
It was, it was fun.
But Mark Knopfler did not add to the excitement.
Yeah, he tried to knock me, and he said I looked like an Asian boy. Very rude, kind of racist.
Yeah. You don't expect that from Mark Knopfler.
Yeah, I'm in season 7 of Comedians in Cars Forgetting Their Own Show almost. And I was thinking about putting him on there, but you know what? He can go eat a duck boat.
Eat a duck. Oh, yeah. Thanks for keeping it clean. Jerry Seinfeld, to a fault, keeping it clean.
That guy's a fucking faggot.
Eat a duck boat.
I'm sorry.
A jealous boyfriend in Arizona accused of killing his girlfriend because he was upset about her outfit. That's in quotes, upset. His name is Martin Larney of Mesa. Martin Larney of Mesa, arrested Monday in the shooting death of 22-year-old girlfriend Alina Dewini. Maybe it's her name he has a problem with. Dewini. Police said Larney, 22, changed his story twice about Delaney, confessing before confessing to shooting Dewini at his apartment over her clothing choice. Shot her at the apartment, Dewini. Larney. They rushed Dewini to a local hospital, and... she did. This is 8:30 in the morning, so it was wherever. I mean, she was about to go someplace in the morning wearing some kind of slut gear. I mean, I hate to say it. Usually, we ask this in a rape case, but what was she wearing? Not in a shooting. The brother ran into the room, found the defendant sitting next to the victim, holding her head where she was injured, because he'd heard a loud noise. Larney's brother, home at the time of the incident, told investigators he heard a loud noise. Went in, he's cradling her head, blood spurting out. He's like, well, no, you're not going to wear it now. It's covered with blood. Larney admitted to authorities that he owned the gun he purchased a month ago, earlier, for protection. It accidentally fired, he claimed.
Yeah,
it's funny. A lot of times it'll happen during an argument. You know, it just accidentally goes off.
Just went off.
Yeah. Because guns will do that. People don't know that about guns. That's why they're so dangerous. You know, they will just be sitting there, and you just touch it. Fucking thing goes off.
You know, the only thing that could stop a bad gun that just goes off is a good gun that just goes off.
Yeah.
Of course, you have to wait for accidents. So,
well, hey, good guns don't kill people. Good people kill people. And you know something? We had a thing on here a while back, and it was one of the funniest things because it was they have those shirts "Stop Shooting Us," right? Mm-hmm. And then they start marketing to the other side as well. So they're playing both sides of the fence. So shirts that say "Keep Shooting Them." Do you think we could sell a shirt that says "Keep Shooting Them"?
I'm pretty sure.
I wonder if anybody would buy that. Would you buy that shirt? Let's put that on the Twitter. And see if anybody responds.
You want to do a poll?
A Twitter poll. Would you buy a shirt that says, "Keep shooting them"?
I don't have your login, but...
My login? No, you'll put it on your Twitter.
Okay. I
could do it on mine, I guess.
Yeah.
I have such a much huger reach.
I had a similar idea for a shirt. It was, "Do Black Lives Matter?"
like just "Black Lives Matter" with a question mark?
Yeah. There's a hat that Jesse owns, Pat, that I actually told you about. Remember, and it's "Stop Killing Our Black Men" or "Don't Die Black Men."
Please don't die. Bring that up. There's a website, PDDBM, please don't die blackmen.com. This is one of the crazy goons from the internet that we like to bully on the show. And she actually came up with this before Black Lives Matter was a big thing and out there everywhere. It's the same idea, but it's "Please Don't Die Black Men." And the drawing she did as the logo, it's like a child did. It's like a racist child drew it.
It's like have you ever read the children's book Epaminondas?
No.
It's a riot, and it's the most racist drawing on the face of the planet.
Yeah, she drew like the giant black lips. It just looks it looks awful, and I got one of the hats from it. See if you can find the logo, because it's really something.
A lot of Tupac on there.
A lot of Tupac. Seems like too much Tupac. She also sells a shirt with that. There it is. That's it. That's the one. Ruby and Lewis, PDDBM.com. What inspires a black man? Obviously, it's not art.
It's tough to pull off a racist drawing in Windows Paint, but she did it.
By the way, what do you think the N stands for?
No more black men dead?
That's it.
This tweet is going on for 1 hour.
Yeah.
And it is, there's 59 minutes left. Would you purchase a t-shirt that reads "Keep Shooting Them"? It's on my Twitter, at Pat Dixon. The choices are yes, no, and seriously, yes. So let me know, and hey, who knows? This could be the thing we do that, kind of get a few bucks coming in because things are pretty rough sometimes financially. Okay. Now, I don't want to read this next story because it's just weird, and it has a lot to do with India again. I think we've talked enough about India, but next week we will be talking about China with a very special guest who lives in China, and he has lived in South Africa. We'll be talking about that. He has an unusual name. It's Winston.
I know that guy.
Yeah, but tell me his exact name again so I don't have to look it up. I get it in a moment.
I only know Winston, but I started watching him recently on YouTube.
Yeah.
He's huge. Yeah.
I mean, we expect to get a huge, push out of this. His name is...
Two votes already. Fantastic.
And are they voting yes?
You got to vote first.
So far, yeah. Oh, we have to vote to find out.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I would vote seriously yes.
Yeah, so that means you would actually buy it.
Right.
That's the thing. There's a lot of people willing to say, oh, sure, yeah.
Buy it and wear it.
The name is it's Winston Sturzel.
There you are.
And he is a resident there in China who is going to talk to us about what the fuck. His whole family was murdered, apparently. His parents were murdered.
No idea. Is that true?
Something like that.
Where he just lied about it.
No, I think...
why would I say
I believe he's the real deal. Can we watch a clip here from that guy? Do you have a link? Would you mind finding one? Hey, you know what? You can't be all Garrett and John all wrapped up into one there, can you? It's very tough. Situation.
How do you spell... I got his name right here.
If you type just China into YouTube, he'll probably come up. He's like the
China.
Biggest, he's like the biggest guy when it comes to talking about like vlogging in China.
I typed in China, and no, that did not happen.
Well,
but you know, but no, no point well taken. It very well may have. I know you were just being a.
China is another like Winston most of China. Us in the West are led to believe.
Winston, China. That would get you there. And here it is. Yes.
So you're in Shenzhen and you don't know what to do? Come with me and I'll show you.
Okay. This seems like not the best clip to look at. I look at this clip.
But I mean, look at it.
And he just seems like he should be on the Travel Channel or something.
I added on the country code of South Africa.
Show the one where he's talking about his parents being murdered or his mom being murdered or something.
And you're used to
dad being murdered. Somebody got murdered. His family. Somebody in his family. Look, as someone whose family also got murdered, you know, I should remember these things.
He's from South Africa, right?
He's from South Africa.
Are they murdered because they are white people in South Africa?
Probably. I think that it might be the case, like where they have a... well, you see, yeah, absolutely. They have a lot of home invasions there, and they'll, you know, pull up in a car as they see you pull up. You have gates and shit. They're supposed to close, but they don't close fast enough because they figured out how to game that, I guess, and they'll run in, and they have weapons, and they... I think maybe it was just... this terrible attack. It's just a horrible thing, though. Home invasions in South Africa, and of course in the farms where they're being murdered left and right, to take the land back when it was never theirs to begin with.
Right.
Yeah. You know, that stuff has been in the in their hands for generations, like 900 years, some of them. And it's interesting how watch how a communist takeover works. You know, I mean, like in a practical way. Yeah. That's what it is. Communism. You start talking about communism, people act like you're weird, but less so now. We have socialist candidates winning, saying they're going to turn Kansas the right shade of red.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Flip it red.
Flip it red. Which I thought, is this bitch stupid?
Yes.
Which, I mean, I know. Yeah, she is dumb.
The look on her face, that crazy girl look, that's like, you know, I had to have that explained to me because I don't see those red flags.
Right. You just know you get a little hard.
I could have voted.
When she talks.
Yeah, I think she's hot.
She's very attractive, but she's 28. Bit of a problem for me, anyway. I won't date anybody less than fucking 48. I won't date anybody now. I'm married, but I mean,
yeah,
seems like a wife's not 48, by the way. She's 40 something. So, she went to breakup camp. She went to breakup camp because she was writing a story about it for the London Times, my wife, news whore, Mandy Stettmiller. And she, you know, we had a fight before she left, some bullshit that she was mad at me for. And she comes back, and everybody she talked to told her, "You have like an incredible fucking guy. Stop it. Stop being a cunt." That was literally what they told her. Stop being a cunt.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty good advice that women need to hear from time to time.
Yeah, exactly. From women that they trust, a trusted committee of women at some kind of a fucking sleepaway thing.
People?
No.
when you said that she, you know, people were talking to her and whispering in her ear about this,
mm-hmm.
My first reaction was, oh boy, you know, when these cunts get together, they start. And then, but now I realize that I was probably right earlier that I'm just a shitty guy, because every time a friend talks to one of my girlfriends,
right,
they
see,
say, oh yeah, you got to get out of there.
That's the standard committee now. They're talking about what they really mean. It doesn't matter anything that happened in the fight. It's like, would they want to fuck you? And basically, if they know the woman, she has a committee, and they look and go, do I want to fuck that guy? I wouldn't fuck that guy. I think that's what it is. Mm. Or, and no offense, but, you know, when women are caught up in their own shitty situations at home.
I see what you're doing. You're saying
I'm out
ugly
of,
and gross and
yeah.
Unlovable.
Of course, of course.
You, this is a fun way
you
to...
said all that. No, here's the difference, though. This wasn't her regular committee. These were trained professionals. These are women who they hear every breakup story that there is, and it's where women go to get over breakups. It's somewhere upstate. And so they're like, are you fucking kidding me? He did what? That's nothing.
Right.
But you're right. The committee's always against you. It's because they hate you. They want...
why you have to get in there early and make them not be friends with any of their friends.
Isolate them one by one.
Cut them off from everybody else. Because really... No woman should ever get advice from another woman. It makes no sense.
No. It's the blind leading the stupid.
Like,
you have to really come down. You have to control from the beginning.
Exactly.
And the only way to control is through fear. and intimidation and coercion. And I have none of that with my fucking wife.
Manipulation.
She's enormous and mouthy. Gaslighting, yeah.
Being toxic. All of those buzzwords you hear, you can use them.
Why not? You're going to get accused of it anyway.
How to do it. Exactly. Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, you will get accused
you're
of it.
You're gaslighting.
Anyway.
I know this gaslighting shit. That's called my opinion.
That girl who left me a year ago, she secretly recorded me.
And, is this Skylar?
Yes, this is Skylar with the STD. And
allegedly.
Well, not
allegedly.
Nope.
It's proof, he says. Proof. But as a reporting. No, I don't like that care.
She secretly recorded me, and then she tried to play it not only for her friends and her
secretly
family.
Recorded you. Mm-hmm. This also happened to me very recently.
Really?
Yeah.
She
conversation.
Recorded me. She played it for her friends and her family. She got their opinions on it. They all, of course, said like, "Oh, leave him because they're the committee and the cunt committee."
Yeah.
But then she played it for mutual friends and also listeners of my show.
Wow. How did she get access to them?
Well, I have a pretty tight community around my show. And she was in the Facebook group for it and things like that. She posted a blog post. People found it.
This is while you were together? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right before she left. And
wow.
She moved to New York to live with me, by the way. She's like living with me for free. And she played it for them, and they all go, he sounds like he's just like frustrated and at his wit's end. He doesn't sound mean or manipulative. Her whole thing was that I was gaslighting her. And then she, that's her. And then she,
whoa, dude, it is the glasses because I see that immediately. That is a stay away from that woman.
The wing, what do they call that? The eyeliner, the wingtip eyeliner thing.
You're like, just sitting here having chips. Nothing wrong here.
Yeah. That's the one that's got the STD.
The glasses really.
Is this illegal what I'm doing?
No, okay. I don't think so. Truth, I believe, is what. Look, I don't know who that woman is. For all I know, that's a comedy bit.
Leone.
No, this is a comedy bit you've cooked up ahead of time. That's a model playing a character that doesn't exist. I'm sure she
with
does
STDs.
Not have an STD. Yes. Yeah, she has. It has an STD.
She's a method
character.
Actor.
She played that part for about 4 solid months.
Oh my god!
We have
god.
A game here, guys.
Okay, we explain.
Okay, well, we have a list here of 3 sets of top 5 bands.
I have a
These
friend
are top
in one of those bands.
Really? Who?
And Turquoise, my friend Sammy is.
Oh, no shit. Nobody get excited verbally back here, guys, because it'll give it away. But the booth guys, that's us back here, we have, you know, some bands that we like. And
so I have to figure out who is who, which list is whose?
Yeah, so we got first, Drew, Peter, and myself. First list is Sublime, Umphrey's McGee's, Streetlight Manifesto, Turquoise, and Snarky Poupée.
Puppy.
Next list. Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, Nirvana, Metallica, Linkin Park. So the first one a little more jam bandy, and the second one like rock. Yeah.
A little more Petery.
Okay. AC/DC, Protest the Hero, Periphery, Blake Shelton, and Polyphia.
Oh, wow, this is complicated.
Well, only one of those lists did Ryan not mispronounce something.
Bingo.
So.
That was the first one?
The second one.
I'm a red herring.
Well,
I'm
I don't think
Chinaman.
Poupée was a... I think that was an intentional mispronunciation.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, well, what do you guys think? I mean, I bet you can guess this with some accuracy, because a lot of these bands I'm not familiar with.
I think music is gay. I don't listen to music.
Okay. So, your list would not be...
Well, I only know Ryan well enough to even say, but...
Okay.
Let
me describe these two guys to you. Maybe it'll help. Drew is... let's start with Peter. Peter's like sort of a sleeper cell. We don't know that much about him.
Okay.
Worked at Westwood One prior to this, which seems like pretty prestigious. But why is he not there anymore? No one knows. And now he's here at Compound Media just keeping his head down so he's that kind of guy.
Say something for me. I just got to hear your voice a little.
Let's see. I could talk
okay,
about
got
some
it.
Bands.
Okay. And Drew is like the Ernie of the booth. If there was a Bert and Ernie, you know what I mean?
Does he have a Bert?
I would say Peter could be his Bert, but I don't know if they're that close yet.
Okay. Because I know you can call Peter Bert, so.
We are right. Yeah.
To just give a guy the moniker of Ernie.
Like, I would say that no matter how sloppy you happen to be, if you lived with Drew, you would be forced into the Felix role. That's my guess.
Is Ernie an ironic nickname?
Bert and Ernie.
Ernie his money. I'm so sorry.
He's earning his money. Look at him.
I know. I'm just kidding.
He's here.
Andrew, can you, can you say a couple words for me just so I get a...
it's going to have profanity.
Here's all I
right,
need to be.
That's plenty. Thanks.
Okay. It's all it needs to be. Yeah. See, doesn't he look like Vincent Van Gogh? You still didn't get a photo of him up.
I know who Vincent Van Gogh is because I'm not a fucking retard, but I don't see the resemblance.
Whoa. That sounds like an accusation.
I guess. Okay.
Can we look at okay? So what are the? So I see the list of bands one more time. That's Vincent Van. Yeah, right there. Drew Van Gogh. That's the painting of the famous.
You put your hand over your ear.
Yeah.
Or a knife on it.
Yeah, okay, look a little more angry and colorful. Can you look a little more? I don't know, epileptic.
And you look like Google's deep dream thing or whatever that was.
That's
what he sees in that.
Yeah, it's totally him. All right, so let's one more time with the list of bands. Okay, this is it could be argued this is a tad bit off the topic of crime, but who gives a shit? Nobody's watching anyway. So yes, you are. Thank you. We know you're there. I'd like to do one of those, creepy kind of making money, like the money sounds. Like when you ever see girls on these, the chat lines or whatever they call, what's the word for them? What are they called?
Like the hotline? Sex hotline?
The thing where you can look at the video on your screen, and she's, and they're like.
FaceTime.
Thank you, whoever, and then they'll start.
Webcam girls.
A cam girl. Can we get some cam girl sounds so I can go, thank you?
I think Pete's
looking at them and like, yes.
I think Pete is on it.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Oh.
No, that's not those sounds.
Peter, you've
never seen it. It's like the...
Peter, are you from California?
No, native New Yorker.
Native New Yorker, Peter Gozinha.
All right.
He's apparently of a... That's a little bit... That's a little heavy-handed.
Yeah, I think
it should be like, when you go to a casino and you hear these like just little like bling bling blings, just like that.
Yeah.
Ka-ching.
Give you the impression that people are actually winning.
Yeah. They want you to think people are winning. Okay, well, I don't know. I really, my guesses here are probably going to be wrong, but I'll say the AC/DC one is, I'm going to say that's pretty good. I'm going to say that the AC/DC one is Peter, and that the middle one is Drew, and that the top one is Ryan.
I'm going Ryan as the second.
It's the middle one there with all the bands that I've heard of?
I agree with Peter, though.
Why does if Pearl Jam is his favorite fucking band, I really don't know this guy very well.
I just
thank
I
you.
Think Linkin
Thanks.
Park in the middle of all of
this. Untappa. Thank
yeah.
you.
Really
okay, so can we get a verdict?
Yes. Oh, we'll type that up right now.
We are in paradise right now with all that winning going on.
Yeah.
My God. That's so nice. If you want to see me do comedy, if you happen to be in town, I will be performing stand-up comedy tomorrow night at Dangerfields. The show starts at like 8:30, I believe. Maybe 8. You can look it up. It'd be 9. But I'm on at 9:20. That's the one you really want to see. So 9:20 at Dangerfields Comedy Club, the original comedy club in New York City. I'm also doing a lot of spots these days at a very prestigious club called LOL. Did I get it right?
Well, I did.
Oh, you got it right. I got 2 out of 3. No, I got 1 out of 3. And Andrew didn't even guess.
Yeah, I got 0 out of 3, so.
Well, you
got
to be in it to win it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the hat, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this guy, like,
wait,
he saw the
wait, hang on, it was wrong?
I fucked it up.
What? I got it all wrong.
You just changed
it. Oh, he changed it.
None of us got it.
So, okay, nobody had Drew, Peter, Ryan?
No, I had Drew in the right spot, but nobody had Peter, Ryan.
Yeah, I guess it's not... your favorite group is AC/DC.
Yeah.
See, I could tell...
Periphery? Blake Shelton?
I could tell that
real?
Drew looked like he liked turquoise.
Turquoise is amazing.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen them live, you should...
Yeah, they are very good, but you look like
it's one of them,
all of their
it's
fans.
It's a band where you gotta see them live. You know, it's like professional hockey. You gotta see it live. You gotta be on the glass.
You want the real experience. You know, you can listen to their albums, but if you really want to see something you've never seen before, you should go see it.
Yeah. Kind of like this show. You might be watching it at home thinking, well, I'm watching live, seeing what it really is. Get a look at this audience here. That's the people really enjoy it. That's how good it's been going. You've heard them laughing throughout the show. Can we get a shot of the audience, please? We can't, can we? Because we didn't hook up that drone.
Yeah, we're going to have a drone.
We're going to have his drone hooked up coming up in the very near future. And just prepare yourself for that. Yeah. Can we get a shot of the... oh, man. This is like... it's like a super gay version of...
I like that nobody decided to sit on the couch.
Right. No, no, get it in the stands. The couch is for romance, boys. okay. That's, of course, Jason Scoop in the audience. Oh, my God, is that Jason Scoop? Now, there's a guy who knows how to do stand-up comedy. Boy, he's so funny. He knows how to get shows, too, because he does this great impression, and then he like just show up and be like, I didn't know I was doing that, and then do his stand-up, which is also very good. He's the guy with the tattoo, and you got a new tattoo as well, right? Yeah, which I don't. It's about Conway West. Fucking Conway West. Yeah, go ahead, whip it out, show us, show them. They'll be mesmerized by this. Look at that, Trump 2016, wow. And he got it in 2015. Yeah. That motherfucker on it. That's right.
He actually did this.
He is the tattoo guy.
This one's breasts. Don't hashtag me to me now.
okay, you can go. That was good, though. Yeah. She's the last person who would me too you.
Imagine explaining that to your child.
What's that? What me too is?
Oh, those tattoos.
Oh, he's not going to have
Kanye 2020.
2020?
Menacing. One day he's going to have
Come-o. All right, kick it. We're getting out of here. Thank you, Andrea, for everything. Thank you for the hat.
Of course.
And thanks for being here. Jesse, P.S. of Pod Awful. That's where you can see the show, hear it, listen to it. And you can listen to me at crimereport.nyc. New episodes weekly, kind of. Doing my best. Seth didn't like the show that much anymore, so, you know, we're going to have some more interesting shit coming up in the very near future. Don't go away. Stay tuned and look for Trump somewhere else, I guess. It's a mystery. That's for the people who are still watching an hour and 40 into the show. Thank you, Ryan Katz-Rivera. Drew, Peter. Thank you, Anthony Cumia, for letting me do this show.
I'm going to pray for him because he got me, too. Thinking, what if that happened to me too? Then I'm on E News.
Shit could get menacing, frightening. Find help. Sometimes I scare myself. Shit could get menacing, frightening. Find help. Sometimes I scare myself. Hey, hospital bed, 100 bands, fuck a watch. 100 grand and make your best friends turn to ops. I hear y'all bringing my name up a notch. Guess I just turned the clout game up a notch. See, y'all really shocked, but I'm really not. You know how many girls I took to the titty shop?